The next day, February 20th, I overslept. I was so exhausted from the night before, I didn't get up until 11 o'clock. I dressed quickly. I hurried to find out the Nautilus's heading. The instruments indicated that it was running southward at a speed of 20 miles per hour and a depth of 100 meters. Conseil entered. I described our nocturnal excursion to him, and since the panels were open, he could still catch a glimpse of this submerged continent. In fact, the Nautilus was skimming only 10 meters over the soil of this Atlantis plain. The ship scudded along like an air balloon borne by the wind over some prairie on land, but it would be more accurate to say that we sat in a lounge as if we were riding in a coach on an express train. As for the foregrounds passing before our eyes, they were fantastically carved rocks, forests of trees that had crossed over from the vegetable kingdom into the mineral kingdom, their motionless silhouettes sprawling beneath the waves. There also were stony masses buried beneath carpets of exidia and sea anemone, bristling with long vertical water plants, then strangely contoured blocks of lava that testified to all the fury of those plutonic developments.